Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I am speaking with Ramiro Guerrero. He is the CEO of Global Poltrusion Group. And the stock symbol is GPG, C over the counter. Ramiro, welcome.
Hello.
Yes. Can you tell our audience what exactly your company does?
At the core, the company is a civil engineering office. We spent the past 13 years developing a distribution and transmission structures for the utilities from composite materials. A typical cement distribution pole weighs 4,000 pounds. Our pole weighs 175 pounds. It makes a big difference when it comes to install them in rural areas, as we are seeing right now in Latin America.
So you essentially you're making like utility poles.
Correct.
Okay. And so what is it that you know you do different? Maybe if you can kind of get into some details, you know, what's the difference between what your product is and versus, you know, what else is on the market right now, whether it's, I don't know, like the wood or I think metal pole. You know, I've seen different varieties.
Right. The biggest difference is longevity. The second biggest difference is ease of installation. The time that you install three cement poles, you can start install 12 composite poles. The other difference on the safety side is that a cement pole, once the structure, the steel structure is exposed, it becomes conductive. A composite pole is non-conductive, so it's very safe for installation and replacement of existing lines. A wooden pole weighs 800 pounds versus 175 of ours, and the oils that are put inside of that pole within the next 7 to 10 years will slip back into the water table and be very polluting. That's the biggest difference with the wooden pole, aside from the weight.
Okay, and now what about cost? What is the cost? Your product versus traditional materials.
We are competitive into the 10 to 15% when you buy pole per pole. The biggest difference is in the installation. You will save those 15%, 10-15% in the installation. So once you buy the pole and you install it, we're actually cheaper than a competitive material.
Okay, so let's say a utility or somebody, they need to install 1,000 poles. The total cost of the project, using your poles, it will be cheaper than using wooden poles.
Correct. Not only will it be cheaper, but you can actually start charging your client quicker because you have installed the network faster than if you had other products. So it'll cost you competitively less, and you will have finished your installations way before you do it with other materials.
Okay. And what is your pole made out of?
The composites is fiberglass and a particular type of structural resin.
Is that proprietary?
The engineering is proprietary in that we mix the proper quantities of fiberglass with the proper type of resin. The resin is tweaked so that it's structurally capable of doing what we need to do from it. And we keep developing our product so that we are unique.
Okay. Are there other companies that are making, composite poles right now?
In the USA, I believe we have one particular competitor that does things with the same competence that we do. But in the world, there's maybe 2-3 companies that can do it the way we do it. The important thing about composite materials is first to do the proper engineering, and second to be able to produce them as per the engineering requires. Composite materials can be cooked and put together in many ways. If you don't have the expertise to do it properly, you won't get the results that your engineering requires. So there is a lot of expertise going into the fabrication part and a lot of knowledge and proprietary engineering when it comes to the actual design.
So are you saying that each project is sort of customized? You have to, develop custom poles?
Customized as in, for instance, in Canada, the design requires you to use an inch and a half of ice around the pole, and then you do your design. It's not something we have in El Salvador. We design for the actual conditions and for the actual use of the actual client. So we don't just fabricate poles. We actually sell the engineering that goes with those poles for every client.
Okay, so it's not just the commodity product. It's also there's also engineering, there's services involved with each project.
Correct.
Okay, how big is the market opportunity? And you're in which markets are you in by the way right now?
Right now we are developing Central America, in that we have installations in Nicaragua, in El Salvador. We're right now working the development of Panama. We'll be working the development of Brazil. Of course, I just came back from a trip in Kenya, which was very interesting because of the quantity of poles that they require and the market that they have in all of Eastern Africa. Just in the USA, the market for distribution poles is roughly $9 billion, and the infrastructure has to be renewed within the next 10 years because it's really falling apart, especially in the eastern states.
So $9 billion is spent annually on these distribution poles?
The market in the next 10 years for the renewable of the infrastructure is roughly $9 billion.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that's going to be the market's opportunity over the next 10 years. Okay. So roughly $1 billion a year in replacement and new. Okay. I keep referring to them as utility poles, but technically they're called distribution poles. Is that
when the electricity comes out of production, a dam, you have to transport it, and that's transmission. Once they get to your neighborhood, it becomes distribution. So from the point where it's no longer being just transported and it goes to your house, it becomes distribution. Before that is transmission, which is just transportation of the energy.
Okay. So how big is the market opportunity globally? You mentioned the U.S. What about, worldwide? If we're talking about Latin America, Africa? Yeah,
if you look at just the market in Africa, in Eastern Africa, they require something like 600,000 poles. Put it at $500 per pole. And the market is just humongous. They have to give electricity to all the rural areas in Africa. The quantities are humongous. And what is important about our pole is that because of the weight, it's very easily transported and installed by three individuals. So it's pretty much the only technology to use down there.
Okay. Now you said, their demand is 600,000 poles.
Correct.
And you
go ahead.
And you sell these at $500 per pole?
It depends on the class. There is five different classes. C1 is sort of like a very strong pole with transformers and change of line direction. And then you have C7s, which are just carry the lines. They go anywhere from $500 to $1,200. So if you take a middle ground and you go between $500 and $600, depending on the quantities required and the length of the contract, then you come up with an average of, say, $500-$600.
Okay. And what are your profit margins like on these projects?
It's all related to the quantity. So you go anywhere between 35 and 45.
35 to 45%.
Correct.
Gross margin.
Correct.
Okay. And how is the manufacturing or the production handled? Where do you do that?
Yeah, we do that using the pultrusion process, which is the fibers are going into a pre-mold. The mold then heats up the resin that is embedded in the fiber. It comes out of the geometry of the mold, which is around 10 inch diameter, 1/4 inch wall. And then the machine pulls the hardened product at the other end, and it cuts it at the proper length. It's a process which is very industrial. It requires maybe three persons to operate it, and you can pump out about 15,000 poles per year.
And where do you do this? Do you do this at which location, or do you do this in
worldwide? Our supplier is in Cleveland, Ohio right now, and they're in charge of making sure that the engineering is produced exactly the way that we require it.
Okay, so you outsource the manufacturing aspect of it right now.
During the process of the development, we came up with nutrition as being the proper industrial way of doing it. We actually, during the R&D process, we actually tried to build one. We did manage to build a line of poles, but we found out that this was an expertise, and we found a company, a supplier that has 40 years of experience with the process. So we voted not to try to do anything we don't know how to do, and we went with a supplier that has the proper experience.
Okay, so you're like one of these fabulous semiconductor companies.
Exactly.
Okay, so what about what about like the product, let's call, I don't know if I'm using the right word, but product line extensions. What else are you doing besides these poles?
The accessories, everything that goes with holding the line. So everything that is the traverses, which is the cross member on top that they put the lines on. So we also build those with composite materials.
Okay.
We also have anything that is related to the actual the switching stations. So all the structures that you use to put the transformers on top, we can use our process to build beams with composite materials that are safer than steel, and that they last a lot longer because they don't rust.
Okay.
And don't need to be grounded.
So how long has the company been around, and what kind of revenues are you generating right now?
The experience of the company has been there for the past 40 years. We grew up in telecom, and the knowledge of working with composite materials and the requirements of working with composite materials came from telecom, really, because when we started building telecom sites, the towers had to be brought up the mountains, and it was really heavy. And we said, there has to be another way of doing this. And we said, let's use composite materials to build towers. So we also, aside from the utilities, we can also install and fabricate telecom towers, which is, there's a difference between the behavior of the telecom tower and the behavior of a utility tower, but at the end of the day, they're towers, and we can build one or the other. So we've been in, the company has roughly 40 years of experience in engineering for these type of structures, and we've been commercializing for the past 3 years. So our revenues are related to the work that we have done in the past 2 years in Central America, which is not substantial, but it has given us the opportunity to say that we know what we're doing and develop the African market as well as the Panamanian market with our towers. We are also working on developing telecommunication towers in the Caribbean islands, where we're designing them for 200 mile an hour wind.
Okay, so but Poltrusion, as a public company, that's a new entity, and previously there was another engineering business. Is that
the well, actually, the engineering business has worked under a different name because it was more geared towards the utilities, doing design for them in steel and doing design for the telecommunication in steel and project management. Now we're directly working with our materials, which is the composite, for the utilities. So the public company, Global Poltrusion Group, has been in existence for, I believe, it's 2 years now. And we have just finished tuning her up to be able to make her grow in the next 5 years.
Okay. What are your capital needs going forward? For the next 12 to 18 months, now that you're expanding into these different projects.
Yeah. The requirements we have for money are Not significant, because a filtration machine is all below $500,000. So if we need to install one machine on a plant, say, for instance, if we were to install in Kenya, we need about $2 million to put a plant that will give us around 30,000 poles. So the requirements are not humongous. And we work with private financing entities that are allowing us right now to be able to go get the financing required to do those projects.
Okay, so when you're in Africa, that you can't ship the poles from the Cleveland plant.
Actually, we can only put about 75 poles in a container.
Oh, I see.
And since it's a hollow structure, we'd be shipping a lot of air at a lot of cost. So it's not feasible for us to do it that way. It's much easier to send two machines. Have them install, do the project, and then just unhooking them and bringing them back home.
Huh, okay, that's interesting. And and this company in Cleveland, they're gonna operate. They're gonna handle the manufacturing in Africa.
Yeah, their mandate is to be responsible for everything that is fabrication for us.
Okay, oh, that's an interesting setup. Okay, what kind of revenues do you project generating over the next 12 to 24 months?
12 months, probably $2-4 million from engineering and project administration that we have going in Panama. Once we start in Kenya, we're looking at about $30 million a year.
Okay, so in Panama right now. So how much in Central America? What kind of numbers?
In Central America, we're looking at the building of a biomass plant. We're actually producing electricity in Panama, and we will use the transport of the electricity that we're going to be producing to showcase our structures. The revenues from the biomass project are not just from the producing of energy, but we're also doing all the engineering administration for that project. So we're going to have about $3 million of revenues from there. And also, once we start producing the electricity, aside from the fact that we're going to be using our structures, we have about $4 million of revenues from that project.
Okay. Oh, so we kind of, I guess we jumped ahead with the biomass. But in terms of just selling the poles, like what kind of revenues Do you foresee?
In the next 12 months, about $1.5 million.
In Central America?
In Central America, yeah.
Okay. So Africa is the big, that's kind of the big growth opportunity.
Correct, yeah. That's where we're going to concentrate because of the requirements of the quantities and also the opportunity for all the good sides of the pole that we design.
You know, you started speaking about the biomass project. So, can you kind of expand on that? What are you doing there with that?
Yeah, we had the opportunity of getting a power purchase agreement with a client whose name is Generación Solar. They are already delivering electricity through solar systems, and we're going to be their reserve energy for them. We are taking the fruit from the palm tree that is being processed to get oil out of it. So that's called palm oil. What happens is that we take the leftovers and then we put them through the process that allows us to get electricity from it. And then we sell that electricity to our clients as reserved energy. To transport that electricity, we use our structures, which is the reason why we're doing it, so that we can showcase our structures.
I see. Okay, so it's like a whole turnkey system. Are you planning to do more of these type of energy production facilities?
In Central America, it's required because they're looking for ways of getting electricity that they can count on. And for instance, in Panama, at a certain time of the year, the hydro stations don't have enough water. By having this type of electricity that you can produce 24/7. You can back them up with it, and you can always, which is our case, use our infrastructure to bring them that electricity.
Okay. Do you foresee producing these power generation plants in Africa as well?
Well, that is exactly, we're creating an expertise that doesn't seem to be out there. And we're being asked if we could do it in different places. For instance, there is islands in the Caribbean that are actually building mountains of garbage. Biomass is something that can be used with different materials to give the same results. We are creating quite an expertise when it comes to that. So we're looking not only at Africa, but even closer to home is the Caribbean islands that are actually collecting mountains of garbage and don't know what to do with it. So we were approached by a couple of islands to see if we could help them.
Okay. So, Ramiro, can you tell us about your background and also some of the other key members of your team?
My background is in civil engineering. I have 40 years of experience. I worked at the beginning in bridges and heavy structures. Then I moved on to telecommunications for 20 years, where this opportunity came up. And I've been doing this for the past 15 years now. We have our chief engineer is someone who has a PhD in civil engineering related to composite materials and columns in highways. How do you reinforce a column using composite materials on a highway? That was his thesis. So he's got extreme knowledge of the materials. Then we're also part of the University of Sherbrooke in Canada. We're part of the chair that develops composite materials for use in civil needs. We also have the dean of that department who is our advisor as far as designs. We also have different universities with whom we work for the development of the resins and testing.
Okay. So what's your vision for the company over the next 2 to 3 years? What will Poltrusion look like?
We are in the process of bringing our product forward, new ways of using or optimizing the filtration process so that we can move it faster, and also different materials that we can use so that we can get better structural capacities and get it so that we can also improve on the pricing. The filtration system is a system that exists for the past 40 years, and in 40 years, I think no one has touched it, so we're in the process of making it better. As far as the company is concerned, I want to make it a global company to reckon with as far as the capacity for us to go into a location, work a contract, and get the product out.
And what kind of revenues do you expect to be generating, over 2 to 3 years from now?
I'd like to be in the $40 to $50 million a year. So in 3 years from now.
Okay, $40 to $50 million a year in the next 3 years.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of profits? I mean, assuming all else works as planned, what kind of earnings would that result in?
The minimum is 30 brute, 30% brute.
Okay. 30% gross from that.
Yeah.
Gross profits. Okay. That sounds good. So let's kind of recap. Over the next 6 to 12 months, what kind of news flow should investors be looking forward to?
New contracts that we're going to be signing. We're in the process of looking at very interesting opportunities in Central America, which is close to home. And, of course, we're looking at the development of everything that is Eastern Africa.
Okay. sounds like you have a lot of exciting projects in the pipeline here.
Yeah, we do. We've been approached by different governments and utilities to work with them to develop the product with them, looking at from simple things of how to solve an accident using our poles to actually helping them to design the networks.
Okay. Well, on that note, Ramiro, I want to thank you, and we look forward to, hearing more from Poltrusion in the coming months.
Super. I thank you very much for the opportunity.